now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy.
I noticed that one of my eyes, my left eye, was very blurry. And as a matter of fact, I stopped being able to see. Everything seemed so out of focus. And I went to a doctor. He looked in my eye and he jumped up and he said, "Your retina is detaching." And he said, "Matter of fact, it's just hanging in there." And he stood up and he started walking out the room. He said, "If we don't do something about this, you're going to be completely blind in 24 to 48 hours. And he walked out of the room. And I was with Rosemary, my wife, and he didn't explain anything. He just disappeared. And it was quite disconcerting for the 5 or so minutes that he was out of the room. Sure enough, I went off to surgery and I had the operation. And when I got to speak to the surgeon, he said that the retina, which is kind of like the screen on the back of your eye that the image projects onto, and that's layman's terms, it had virtually completely come off. It was held on by a slither. And he said, "What we've done is we've lasered it on. We've put heavy liquid in your eye. And what heavy liquid will do," he said, "you're going to have to lie down flat on your back for 7 days, because we're hoping that the retina will stick to the back of the eye and the heavy liquid presses it down." He said, "You're not going to be able to see out of your eye," but he said, "you must be still." And so I am kind of stuck in one place. Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt that God puts you in a place where you can't do anything? You can't do anything. You just got to be, and you've just got to wait upon God to speak, to do. And you wonder if God is going to do anything at all. And I've been in a little bit like that place. My life has been busy and I've been active. And then all of a sudden I come to this complete place of stillness. And you wonder, why does God allow these things to happen in our lives? Why? Well, one day in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 26, we see Peter and John who bring healing to someone. And God works in our circumstances. And if you're in a place where you kind of feel stuck or you're facing challenges, can I just say to you, God works and God does something inside of us that often He can do in no other way. I have hit people, I have broken things, I have spilt glasses, I have done all these things because on this side of my face I can't see. Blindness means to be not able to see and to comprehend everything that's around us. And here we read the story of two kinds of blindness. There's the physical blindness, but there's also a spiritual blindness here that's happening. Peter and John are going into the temple when a man sitting at the gate begs for money. Now, interestingly, today we are called to, as Christians, is we're called to give to people, but a lot of us don't have money. We don't have a lot that we can contribute. All we can do is give people our life, give people our experience of God. All we can do is give people all that we have.